They entered the great hall for breakfast at exactly the same moment as the post owls on Monday morning. Hermione was not the only person eagerly awaiting her daily profit. Nearly everyone was eager for more news about the escaped Death Eaters who, despite many reported sightings, had still not been caught. She gave the delivery owl a knut and unfolded the newspaper eagerly while Harry helped himself to orange juice. And as he had only received one note during the entire year, he was sure when the first owl landed with a thud in front of him that it had made a mistake. "Who are you after?" he asked it, languidly removing his orange juice from underneath its beak and leaning forward to see the recipient's name and address. "Harry Potter, Great Hall, Hogwarts School." Frowning, he made to take the letter from the owl, but before he could do so, 3, 4, 5 more owls had fluttered down beside it and were jockeying for position, treading in the butter, knocking over the salt, and each attempting to give him their letters first. "What's going on?" Ron asked in amazement as the whole of Gryffindor table leaned forward to watch as another 7 owls landed among the first ones, screeching, hooting, and flapping their wings. "Harry!" said Hermione breathlessly, plunging her hands into the feathery mass and pulling out a screech owl bearing a long cylindrical package. "I think I know what this means. Open this one first." Harry ripped off the brown packaging. Out rolled a tightly furled copy of March's edition of The Quibbler. He unrolled it to see his own face grinning sheepishly at him from the front cover. In large red letters across his picture were the words, "Harry Potter speaks out at last, the truth about he who must not be named and the night I saw him return." "It's good, isn't it?" said Luna, who had drifted over to the Gryffindor table and now squeezed herself onto the bench between Fred and Ron. "It came out yesterday. I asked Dad to send you a free copy. I expect all these." She waved a hand at the assembled owls still scrabbling around on the table in front of Harry. "Are letters from readers." "That's what I thought," said Hermione eagerly. "Harry, do you mind if we..."
"Help yourself," said Harry, feeling slightly bemused.
Ron and Hermione both started ripping open envelopes.
"This one's from a bloke who thinks you're off your rocker," said Ron, glancing down his letter. "Ah, well, this woman recommends you try a good course of shock spells at St. Mungo's," said Hermione, looking disappointed and crumpling up a second.
"This one looks okay, though,"
said Harry slowly, scanning a long letter from a witch in Paisley.
"Hey, she says she believes me."
"This one's in two minds," said Fred, who had joined in the letter opening with enthusiasm. "Says you don't come across as a mad person, but he really doesn't want to believe you know who's back, so he doesn't know what to think now."
"Blimey, what a waste of parchment."
"Here's another one you've convinced, Harry," said Hermione excitedly. "Having read your side of the story, I am forced to the conclusion that the Daily Prophet has treated you very unfairly. Little though I want to think that he who must not be named has returned, I am forced to accept that you are telling the truth. Oh, this is wonderful."
"Another one who thinks you're barking," said Ron, throwing a crumpled letter over his shoulder. "But this one says you've got her converted, and she now thinks you're a real hero. She's put in a photograph, too."
"Wow!
What is going on here?"
said a falsely sweet, girlish voice. Harry looked up with his hands full of envelopes. Professor Umbridge was standing behind Fred and Luna, her bulging toad's eyes scanning the mess of owls and letters on the table in front of Harry. Behind her, he saw many of the students watching them avidly.
"Why have you got all these letters, Mr. Potter?"
she asked slowly.
"Is that a crime now?" said Fred loudly. "Getting mail?"
"Be careful, Mr. Weasley, or I shall have to put you in detention,"
said Umbridge.
"Well, Mr. Potter?"